with great interest. You said that the cliff above the falls was sheer, but that wasn't literally true. There were a few small handholds. It wasn't a pleasant business, was it? I'm not a fanciful person, but I give you my word that I seem to hear Moriarty's voice screaming up at me. I couldn't have made it to the very top, but some way up, there was a ledge. I was able to wait there and rest.
For how long? You don't mean to say you were there above me when I came back?
Yes, I was. I watched you and your followers investigating my death in the most sympathetic and inefficient manner.
I didn't find the circumstances exactly conducive to efficiency.
No, perhaps not. Anyway, at last, when you'd all formed your inevitable and totally erroneous conclusions and departed for the hotel, I was left alone.
And you climbed down the cliff?
Exactly.
And went where?
To Florence, initially.
Florence?
With a certainty that no one in the world knew what had become of me.
No, indeed.
Save one.
What do you mean?
I did have one confidant. My brother Mycroft. I needed money. I needed information.
And you couldn't trust me?
My dear Watson, I owe you many apologies. Several times in the last 3 years, I've taken up my pen to write to you.
Then what in the world stopped you?
You're a guard for me.
I don't understand.
I was afraid it would lead you to betray my secret. Your account of my unhappy end was a vital factor in the whole plan. Would it have been as convincing if you'd known the truth?
What about after it was published?
Still too great a risk. For you as well as me. I can only ask your forgiveness.
You have it, of course.
Thank you, my friend. And now, I have a piece of work for both of us tonight. Hard and dangerous work. And if we bring it to a successful conclusion, it will justify a man's life on this planet. Will you come with me?
When you like, and where you like. Ha!
Yes, for 2 years and all.
Did you manage to get into Lhasa?
Yes, I did. Spent some time with the head lama. Fascinating doctrine, Buddhism. Remarkable. An eternal quest for perfection. Life after life.
Death after death.
And when you left Tibet?
Oh, I passed through Persia, looked in at Mecca, visited Khartoum.
Oh, this is incredible.
You may have read about the explorations of a Norwegian named Sigurdsson.
Oh, yes, I believe I did. You knew him? You're not saying Sigurdsson was you.
Until he obligingly disappeared without trace, leaving me free to spend some time doing chemical research in the south of France.
What finally made you come back to London?
Two things. Firstly, the knowledge that someone's trying to set himself up in the late Professor Moriarty's shoes.
What? You mean rebuild his organization?
Yes.
This is the man you mentioned.
It is.
What was the second reason?
The fact that after months of caution, this man has finally made a slip, and now I have him. Come, Doctor.
Holmes, where are we?
Well, don't you know?
You seem to have led me through every mews and stable yard in London.
I see 3 years hasn't improved your tendency to exaggeration.
Or yours to sarcasm.
Touché. In here.
How long has this place been empty?
What's important is that it's empty now.
We should have brought a lantern.
No,
no, no lights.
Your eyes will adjust themselves in a moment.
Why are we here?
All in good time, Doctor. Can you see yet?
Yes, well enough.
Excellent. Follow me.
down there.